As we've been hearing, the wave of gay marriages in San Francisco is one prompt for the president's announcement today. And now we go to San Francisco City Hall, where those gay marriages take place today. The newlyweds include Julie Fea and Carrie Jean Schrader. We asked them for reaction to the president's remarks, and we'll begin with Ms. Fea.
It's already ridiculous that we have the Defense of Marriage in place, you know, in the first place, and now to make a constitutional amendment seems ridiculous, given that it would be the first time we'd be writing into the Constitution discriminatory, bigoted language against people's rights rather than promoting their rights.
Yeah.
And now from her partner, Ms. Schrader.
I know that this marriage was more for social protest value and more for our emotional bonding than for anything else. I know that it probably won't be legally recognized in our lifetime, unfortunately, and we want to work to do whatever we can to make sure that kids in the future can get married, you know, no matter if they're straight or gay or whatever. And
which is why civil disobedience today is important.
Carrie Jean Schrader and Julie Fea were married today at San Francisco City Hall. Despite President Bush's condemnation, the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, is allowing marriages to continue. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke a short while ago with the mayor's press secretary, Peter Ragone. Karen began by asking how the president's announcement might affect the city's policy on the issue.
This is kind of a spoke in your wheel, isn't it? Does it mean that you will no longer issue gay marriage licenses? How's this going to happen going forward?
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, we are upholding the Constitution of the state of California, which explicitly prohibits discrimination of any kind. What's more, Americans should be deeply saddened by President Bush's decision to enshrine discrimination in our Constitution. Throughout American history, the Constitution has been a sacred document that has been used to expand freedom and discrimination. And what President Bush has done today is choose a path that runs totally counter to the greatest traditions of America.
Speaking of President Bush, he actually named Mayor Newsom in his speech as, you know, one of the problems with civilized society, I guess. How does the mayor feel about that?
Well, you know what? We are deeply disturbed by President Bush's lack of truthfulness regarding his decision. The fact is, are clear here. President Bush promised the right wing of his party that he was going to support this effort to codify discrimination in the Constitution long before San Francisco ever did anything. If you look back at news reports, even before the mayor made any decisions, there were some Republicans who had said they were just waiting for a day when there's not a massive story for the president to announce it. He had committed to Republicans at a retreat long before Mayor Newsom had done anything that he would support this. So it just shows you that this is a ploy by President Bush to change the topic, to take the subject of this campaign to a new place. They don't want to talk about the economy. He doesn't want to talk about his failed foreign policy. And it's sad. The day after the president announced to the world that he was going to start his campaign, he then comes out and tries to divide America. We think it's a terribly irresponsible thing to do.
You're thinking this is a convenient lightning rod for political controversy that will distract from other issues in the campaign?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, yesterday the president says that he's going to start his campaign. Today he comes out and tries to divide American citizens. The bottom line is the president has an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect civil rights of all Americans. We think it's a very sad day when he turns on his citizens in order to seek re-election.
Finally, let me ask you very quickly, what happens with lawsuits? I understand there are several going on, some filed by the city and some filed against the city. What happens now?
Well, it's very interesting. The people who are challenging us in court have accused us of being renegades and not living by the rule of law. Well, there is a court process that's underway. The mayor believes that he is upholding the state's constitution. Others disagree. We go to the courts. Four separate court hearings. No one has said that we should stop. There may come a time, so be it. That is the way the court process works out. In the meantime, we're not going to stop fighting discrimination in this country. We are not going to accept separate but unequal institutions in the United States of America.
Peter Ragone, press secretary for San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.